It's been more than 4 years now since the revolution in Libya. The country is still engulfed in chaos and violence. But back on October 20th, 2011, Libyans were celebrating the capture and death of their longtime dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. One image from that day still sticks out, a young rebel triumphantly waving Gaddafi's personal gold-plated gun in the air. My BBC colleague Gabriel Gatehouse witnessed that moment, and he recently went back to Libya to search for the golden gun itself.
On the day that I first saw it, Marco, I have to tell you, it was just complete and utter chaos. There were rebels everywhere. They were firing off their Kalashnikovs. But there was this one guy, and he was wearing a blue T-shirt with the word love in it, in a big heart shape in red, and a New York Yankees baseball cap. And he was being held up on the shoulders of his comrades, and he was waving this golden pistol. It's a Browning 9mm automatic. It's got the sort of floral pattern decoration and various inscriptions. It's a souvenir, if you like. But my understanding is it's a working handgun.
Right. So after Gaddafi was killed that day, what happened to the gun? Was it still in the hands of that rebel kid who was waving it in the air?
So on that day itself, actually, I saw it in the hands of numerous different rebels. It kept popping up. I'd go to one location, I'd see it in the hands of one rebel, I'd go to another, then went to the drainage pipe where they found Gaddafi hiding, and it was in the hands of other rebels. So it kept popping up. And then for several months after the end of the revolution, various fighters who were by then regarded as heroes would be pictured with it. And there's a very sad story associated with one of those guys, Omran Shaban. He's actually featured quite prominently in some of the shaky cell phone footage that you see of the capture of Colonel Gaddafi. You can
right.
see him. He's trying to keep Colonel Gaddafi alive. He's trying to hold back the mob because he wanted Colonel Gaddafi to stand trial. There was this hope that the toppling of the dictator would result in a shift from dictatorship to the rule of law.
Libyans were hoping that.
Right. And as we see, that was not to be. And perhaps the fate of this one guy, Omran Shaban, who tried to keep Gaddafi alive, is sort of a symbol of what's happened to Libya. He was captured by pro-Gaddafi remnants less than a year after Colonel Gaddafi was killed. They tortured him. They beat him. By the time his family had managed to negotiate a release, he was so badly injured that he died shortly afterwards of his wounds. Mm.
So at the time Gaddafi was killed, this gun was like a trophy marking the end of the regime. You've been back to Libya to try and find this gun. What did you discover?
Well, I tried to find some of the people who I'd photographed with the gun on that day. So I told you the story about Omran Shaban, the guy who was killed. I saw his father, and he pointed me in the direction of another of the fighters who I pictured with the gun. He actually has now joined a brigade. He's still fighting. He's joined a brigade that's fighting against Islamic State, who've taken over the next door town. And then finally, I managed to get through to the guy in the New York Yankees baseball cap. And I phoned him up. I said, "Are you around? Can we meet?" And he said, "Yeah, sure, I'm around." We met. I said, "Do you remember this picture?" He looked at it, said, "Yes, I remember it." I said, "Do you know what's happened to the gun?" He said, "Yes, it's still with me." and there it was. He keeps it slightly hidden. He keeps it under wraps. He doesn't advertise the fact that he's got it, because in fact he's had death threats from pro-Gaddafi loyalists, people who remain loyal to the regime. And what he said to me was, he didn't have anything to do with the capture of Gaddafi. He was simply in the area, part of a different brigade. And amid all the confusion, he found this pistol lying on the ground somewhere between Gaddafi's car, which had been hit in a French airstrike, and the drainage pipe where Gaddafi had sought refuge
right.
and where he was hiding from the rebels. He found the pistol on the ground. He picked it up. All the other rebels saw him with Gaddafi's golden gun, and they thought, this is the guy who caught and killed him. So he became this instant hero.
Wow.
But this almost accidental hero. And it was such an odd feeling to be holding that gun 4.5 years later. The first time I'd seen it, it was such a symbol of hope and optimism. And now here it is, still there, almost a secret in this country that's still at war with itself.
Well, exactly. I mean, Libya's still in civil war. ISIS is in control of Gaddafi's hometown. The fighters that you met during the revolution, how did they see the country's future?
I think a lot of them feel quite bleak about it. One of the guys that I met on this story, I said, "How's the situation?" He said, "Not good." He said, "We cut off the head of the snake, Gaddafi, but in its place, hundreds of other snakes have emerged. Everyone wants to be like Gaddafi." I think for a lot of these people, Islamic State to us seems like the most prominent threat. For a lot of these people, you know, there's just militias everywhere. All the rebels who were so united in common purpose during the revolution have all split along ideological, geographical lines, and all these different factions are now fighting each other for control. It's a mess.
Thanks very much for telling us these stories, Gabriel.
Always a pleasure.